Today is Friday, December 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Go Caroling Day. It's National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Daniel had the perfect idea for an ugly Christmas sweater to get for Mark, but he would only wear it once a year. And if that, it really depends on if there's an ugly sweater contest at his work or something. Although these Filipino parties, I wouldn't put it past them to have an ugly sweater theme one Christmas. It's also National Sangria Day, Mud Day, it's a guy, not dirt, and National Underdog Day. I usually end with the food because normally what I have the most to talk about is food, because let's be honest, I love food. So I have a few things to talk about today. First off, I've been working on this programming project, as you guys know. Mostly, ChatGPT has been writing this code, but I do know Python. It's just so much easier just to say, hey, ChatGPT, because ChatGPT knows all of the library. Well, I don't want to get, I don't know who understands this stuff and who doesn't, but for those of you who understand, when you're trying to do something, there are these dependencies / libraries that you can use. And it's basically code that other people have written that you can add to your project so that you don't have to rewrite something. And there's these libraries exist for everything. And in Python, one of the reasons people love Python is because it has so many libraries available that you can go out and find on the internet to do just about anything that you want to do. So you really don't have to do much. So ChatGPT knows all of that. You just say, hey, I want to do this and that, and I want to manipulate an image, and I want, so, you know, you guys know I'm trying to create a script to do all of this stuff to, when I finish editing the podcast, I would love it to edit the podcast for me as well, which is possible theoretically, but I don't know that you ever know exactly what you're going to get if you do that. Anyway, but we'll get there one day, maybe. Just save the file and walk away and everything be done. That'd be great. But what I did have it do, the script now successfully adds all the metadata, all the ID3 tags, which no one needs anymore, but they're added. As soon as I save the file, it is watching a particular set of folders, and if it sees an MP3 file, it goes in and tags it. And it uploads it to my server, so I don't have to open my FTP program anymore, so it's great. But I've been using ChatGPT to create the summary and the album art, but I've been opening it up, so I thought, well, I will use ChatGPT to write some code to call the ChatGPT API and create the summary. Well, the problem is, in the app, it's great. So I got the code working to call the API. I had to add some money because the API costs money. Oh my God, the image is horrible. And I don't know what the difference is, so now I'm going to have to play around with the prompts, because I used the same prompt that I'm using in the ChatGPT application. I'm using the same model and everything, and it is dog crap, this image that's being returned. So anyway, ChatGPT and I are having a discussion, and she did make some suggestions on some things I can do to make it better. And so I'm going to be trying that. But the other project I'm working on is I unpacked my 3D printer. I waited years and years and years to get into 3D printing because I was not all about the build it at home kit and all this stuff, or people who, the very early days of 3D printing looked like a nightmare. But this is looks foolproof. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there will be some frustration. And it appears with filament printing, which I'm doing, which is what I chose. I thought that would be a good beginner thing. And Daniel was telling me that, oh, the resin printer, it's a nightmare to clean and the fumes and all of this stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, this bamboo looks fantastic. And got it all set up. And I was going to start printing something before I started recording. They have some beginner projects, a little boat or other things. And so I was going to print the little boat. But this printer, which is the Bamboo XC1 Carbon or X1C Carbon, something like that. It's the fanciest one they had on their website. Other than, I think, a professional, there was a professional model that, but for a consumer, it was the nicest one they had. It has four filament holder. You can do four colors at the same time. It's great. But it says it will automatically discover the filament. And it didn't. And I ran the calibration. Then I mistakenly ran I installed a firmware update. And then I accidentally ran the calibration again. And then I couldn't get it to recognize the filament, so I hit something that started the calibration a third time. And the calibration takes 30 or 40 minutes, something like, well, it seems like that anyway, I don't know. And so I needed to get this recorded, and I couldn't, anyway, so it's calibrating for the third time. And while it was calibrating, I figured out there was a cable that I did not plug in. And I think that's why it could not recognize the filament. Because I'm missing a cable. I watched a couple of YouTube videos on how to set it up. And it's not that I forgot. I thought this cable wasn't required because, well, regardless, I thought the cable wasn't required. We do have a couple of voicemails, and I will go ahead and play those. Let's see.
Adam, oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I
Hello.
Put your name on my little do today.
Oh.
So that should make you happy whenever you catch up.
Oh, yay.
Also, I even threw a little joke at the end for you, but I wanted to address the message that you received from my little Aussie Battler friend, Scotty.
Oh.
And it was about my daughter's car.
Yes.
And just to let you know, first of all, I don't charge my kids rent to live with me.
Right.
Unless they're disrespectful. And she's not, mostly. So she gets to live here for free. I think I said it, but what I do make her do is if she wants to eat junk food, she has to pay for it herself because I don't buy junk food. And by junk food, I mean Cheetos and Triscuits as meals. That's gross. Sorry if anybody does that. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's not for me. It just gives me indigestion, acid reflux or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, the car that she got was the middle of the road one. So not the top of the line, but the middle one. So I think there's three models of it or whatever. So she did get the one that has the vibrating seat if she goes out of the lines. And
the vibrating
seat. She must have like narrow eye sockets. Because it yells at her that she needs to open her eyes.
Oh my God. The vibrating seat. You know, all I can think about when you say vibrate, I was like, what kind of sexual device is in this car? Vibrating seats. I didn't even think about, air. I thought they normally vibrate the steering wheel if you go out of line. That's weird. She called twice. She must have hung up. So let's listen to the next one.
Scott from California would be so disappointed in me for not saying Woodhaven. Also, I wanted to say, this has to do with your other show, but Lamont, he called in on your latest show. I don't know if he's ever called in before, has he? I know you hate it when our messages cross shows, but...
Oh, wow.
That's why I did that. All right. Woodhaven.
Well, thank you for your calls, Kathy. Wow, I feel special. I'm sure you must have called before but it's been a while if you did. So you know what? I'm going to delete these so that I don't forget that I've played them. Yeah, so it looked really nice. The car looked really nice. I showed it to Mark. I don't need a new car. I just have car envy. But I drive cars until, I mean, I buy 3D printers. I'm no. I'm slapping my hand. No, Adam, you will not buy a new car. You don't need one. And if I was going to get a new car, I should get something that would actually help us out, like an SUV that we could actually carry stuff around in. Mark has a mini SUV. It's barely an SUV. It's like a car with some junk in the trunk. It's barely, could you call it anything? We also have a, anyway, thank you for your call. I always appreciate it, and I am enjoying your show. Just to let everyone know again, Kathy Bacon does a show called Epitome. I can't spell it. Epitome. It's, Google it. I'm not a good speller. You'll find it. So we do have a text message as well. Tony in Illinois says, no, I didn't like my own message. I sent it through Android auto messages, and apparently Google must have liked it or something. I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, I received a heart in my, and it's weird. I receive when you guys do emojis, I see them in my Google Sheet. So I am seeing, the only thing is I don't get, I need to, here's another project for myself. I need to fix it so that when images come in, I get those as well. But right now I don't. So if you send me an image, it just goes to the netherworld. I don't know. It goes nowhere because I don't get it. And I don't think I can download them after the fact. So one day I'll tell you guys, hey, I can receive images now. But right now, no. Doesn't work. You can send me a link to an image. I probably shouldn't click links, but there you go. All right, so anyway, as I was saying, my 3D printer is calibrating, and oh, it says it's 100% complete. So I'm gonna, when I get done recording this, I'm gonna plug in that cable and I'm gonna see if it recognizes the filament so that I can print something and actually see if my purchase is going to, everything I've seen on YouTube and all the reviews is that this thing is amazing. One thing I'm not looking forward to, if I actually start using the 3D printer a lot and I want to make something that looks good, apparently you have to sand these things to get rid of the lines. That sounds so tedious. And I can't sand while watching TV because dust goes everywhere. So that means I have to go out to the garage to do my sanding, and it's cold outside right now. I don't have a heater. I suppose I could buy a space heater for the garage, but that's a whole, I need, maybe I could buy like a sandblaster gun or something and just avoid having to do the hand sanding. Probably not. We'll see. If I just use it to make hinges or something, they don't need to look good. So there's always that possibility, I suppose. Oh yeah, rehearsal went fine for orchestra. 4 performances on Sunday. That's all going good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. I mean Monday. Have a good weekend.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.